And now, the Shaping Truth podcast with Jim Scalfani.
All right. So what were we talking about? Talking about, the question I asked.
I'm asking you a question
that you could ask.
Afraid you would, act differently or something.
Yeah.
No, never existed. There was nothing I don't know about you. Everything I know, every nook and cranny, everything of that I would never worry about.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
If tomorrow we had to switch lives for a week, me doing your creative work and you running my world, what would you be totally terrified of doing? And what would you secretly enjoy? Leave the gay thing, the gay stuff out.
Wait, I didn't even go there. I'm thinking about calling you right away for help.
On what?
On work. I'd be sitting in your office going, I don't know how to design crap.
I don't design. That's not what I do.
Well, whatever you do, depending on where you're working.
Yeah.
You've done both.
Yeah.
You've done what you do now. You've done design.
But Jack, you would. You would totally. You would. You're like, what are we working on? And they're like, a sofa. And you'd be like, okay.
All right, make sure there's a cushion. That would be me. I wouldn't care about color. I wouldn't care about shape. If it can hold my butt,
Jack,
that's it.
Are you saying that you wouldn't care about the color of your sofa? It could be purple.
I don't know if they make purple furniture.
They do. But okay. Would you want purple?
I'd go natural. That's all.
So what color
brown,
is that?
Brown, black, gray.
Black? You do black?
Well, black isn't natural. Brown is.
Right.
Tan is.
Right.
Gray is a little crossing over.
Gray's not considered natural, but that's okay.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But you do gray? Dark gray?
Yeah. Oh, we have dark gray right now.
All right.
Oh, no, we have light gray, medium kind of. I'm just trying to be
you're
real.
Like, yeah, you're like, we have dark, we have light.
All right, our more couches medium. Look like your back wall
this
on
is
camera. Good. I don't know what it looks like in real life.
Yeah, it's all right. All right. All right.
I couldn't do anything in your world. I could only feed the dogs. That'd be it.
We were talking about earlier, we were talking about managing people, and I was thinking, you know.
Oh, I can manage people. I don't have a problem with that.
But we were talking about temper.
You know, I don't know if my temper would flare as bad at a job site.
Right. Because you're in job mode.
Yeah. A whole other person comes out.
Yeah.
When it's job mode.
Yeah.
If I'm training somebody for YouTube, I'm never
right.
ever
you're not.
Lost my
right.
junk.
You're, that's them. Not who you are.
No.
How do you think people see you? How do you think people see you?
That's
different because you put different hats.
It depends because it's one way or the other.
How do you think people, your audience sees you?
It depends.
Okay.
Half my audience sees me as very loving and caring and always careful, you know, about what's going on, what's being said, what's being talked about.
Yeah.
That people don't get hurt, that people are safe. The other half doesn't care for me that much.
Okay. So well, how do you think they see you? How do you think the people that don't care for you see you?
Fake.
Do they use
it? And what I mean by that is a lot of people, I've told people time and time again, don't call me chef. Okay?
Right.
People will be polite and they'll say chef.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm a home cook. I don't deserve the title. You know, I keep telling them I'm not as good as people say. I'm just a regular dude.
Right. I get that.
So half think that I'm a phony. I'm trying to be something I'm not.
Well, how? You don't let well, you don't come across as someone who's uppity
It
or
has nothing to do with that. It has to do with,
what?
okay, this guy can't cook. He's got 500,000 people to watch him. He don't deserve the show. He's gonna kill his family. They're just real hateful,
But how is
dirty,
that
nasty.
fake? I'm trying to figure out how they still see that as being fake. They can say I don't like his cooking, but how is that fake?
Because I'm pretending everything's good. I'm pretending the food tastes great. I'm pretending
Well, that's just a
whatever.
liar. But if that's a lie, I don't see you as a
That's what they
person.
think. They don't believe me as being truthful.
Oh, that's different than fake, right?
For example, oh, you stole that. Oh, AI did that for you. Oh, they're always questioning everything I do.
And
This is fine.
I get that, but that's still not being fake, right? Fake is someone who
Yeah,
is pretending.
you're right.
Do they
It's,
see you as fake is my question then.
I don't know. I don't know if fake is dishonest if they're
I mean, it
interchangeable.
is, yes, fake can't is dishonest, but that doesn't mean that's what you are. Even if you were lying, that doesn't mean you're fake.
Okay, let me give you an example. I offered to buy, somebody gave me a good idea for the show.
Oh, great.
So I said, you know what? Pick any show shirt you want, show shirt, and I'll mail it to you as a thank you.
Yeah,
I
that's
did that
fine.
live on the show.
Yeah, that's nice.
When he got the shirt, he thought, wow, I didn't think you'd really do it. People,
Yeah, but I
because
know
I
that's who
say
you
it, I
are.
mean it.
Yeah,
I may
I
be
get that.
wrong, but I mean it.
Yeah. But I
They
mean,
don't think I mean it. Does that make sense?
yeah, but do you think that's because of you or because they think people in general?
People in general
Okay,
has nothing to do
so,
with, they don't know me.
right. So fake is not real. They don't, do they use the word fake?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right. So,
But they accuse me all the time of not whatever.
and I would probably challenge that they're not accusing you. They're just asking you to prove that you're still who you are, right? Because
Oh,
if they
totally.
thought you were, I don't think they're
They check
accusing
your
you.
realism all the time.
I know, but
That's what it
that's not it.
is.
But I think they're doing that for them.
Oh, yeah, I know they are.
Yeah. Okay. Not for you.
I
You
didn't say
can't.
it bothered me. I got used to it.
Okay. All right.
But I
That's
know it's
awesome.
because they've been lied to so much.
Yeah. So how do you think people see you? Because if they think you're lying, you prove them wrong. So that's not that. So how do you think they see you? You said either.
When they honestly really get to know me,
Yeah.
like some viewers, we've become good friends.
Yeah.
They realize I'm just a regular guy. I'm a nice guy. I would never hurt anybody. Other things
I don't
become
know. I don't know
realized.
that. I think you could get mad enough where you would actually not hurt someone. Nah,
Well,
I think you could probably put someone in their place, though.
let me tell you what just happened. So
Okay.
there was a guy, we were friends.
Yeah.
I made him one of my moderators on the live show,
Oh,
on Facebook, all that.
yeah.
He had communication with me,
Yeah.
phone call, whatever. It was a little bit closer than a regular viewer,
Okay.
okay? And the one thing he would always do, though, I don't know why. And you, let's say you posted about the car wash. You went to the car wash,
Okay.
you had a great time. He would immediately post, oh, I bet that he would challenge you by whatever you wrote. This show was great. He'd tell you why it wasn't. This car is the best. He'd tell you why it's not. I'd put up a picture. He'd go, oh, that's AI. He was always challenging, right? And I privately spoke with him about it. I said, look, I said, you challenge 100% of what I post.
And what did he say?
Go back and look, I told him.
No, I know. What did he say? Did he believe it? Did he
Oh,
say?
no. Well, what? We're just having a conversation. And when it's just normal talk and all that. I mean, it was a bunch of excuses. I'm like, dude, stop it. He did it again. I blocked him off everything. He no longer can watch my show, talk with me on any platform.
But there was a red flag in there for you.
Yeah,
I
the
know.
guy
What's the,
challenged.
I know, but
Friends
Jack,
don't do that. A good friend doesn't do that.
I challenge
And if
you
you
all the
want,
time.
wait, not publicly. My rule on my social media is, if you correct me publicly, you're trying to hurt me. If you write me through Messenger privately and go, "Hey Jack, you said this isn't right."
I see that as a bad. Why is that bad? You see that as
Because
a threat.
they're trying to embarrass you in front of their audience.
Does that embarrass you when someone says that's not when they give you a correction? Is that
It
embarrassing?
doesn't embarrass me, but it's like belittling me.
So
It's
you have to, oh,
disrespecting me. It's
if so
not
you feel
respecting.
disrespected.
Yeah, I expect you to write me privately because you can.
But
They can
what
write
if
direct.
you?
Why would you do it in front of everybody? Let's say I spell something wrong. You would probably get on the phone and go, "Hey Jack," or you would text me
Yeah, I
that
mean, I
last
just,
post.
but I mean, because I think it would feel weird if your brother did that. You know what I mean? And said
No,
he
he.
spelled that wrong.
No, other people write me privately to correct me.
I've
I'm
given,
always open for
you know
correction.
what? I emailed someone that I listened to something that it was like a something that he did. He wouldn't let the, he was interviewing someone and he didn't let the other person finish. I was like, you know, you really interrupt. And I didn't take it as a disrespect thing. I didn't take
Once
it like
again,
that.
wait a minute. Posting it online in front of 40,000 people and writing me privately directly
I didn't.
to
I posted it.
write. Don't post it. Write them directly.
No, what I know, but what.
If you're correcting somebody, do not correct them in front of everybody.
But everybody does that. I mean, they're
That's
like,
like
hey, but
correcting your wife in front of company.
it's different because you're you have the relationship with your wife. It's always more personal.
No, it's not. It's not different.
I
If
wouldn't have
you're
a
my true
problem.
friend, you're not going to try and embarrass me.
Well, because do you, but you're saying you don't even get embarrassed by that.
Wait, I don't anymore. But the reason you did it publicly, when you could have simply clicked the button right next to it and privately wrote me.
All right, I hear you. I just don't, I don't, I would never
But they
prompt
know
someone.
that's my rule. I've talked about it many times over the years.
But I don't, I'm not saying that it should be a rule or that, I'm just saying I don't know that it's a something that people would even, you know, because I mean, I don't know that people would kind of say, hey, you know, that's a thing. You know, I don't know. I would be like,
Okay, let's give an example. Let's say you're having a conversation with Erica.
okay.
Okay. And she says something that you're not so comfortable with. You
Okay.
thought that was kind of rude, what
I
she
wouldn't,
said.
right.
If you said it during the interview, I think that's kind of rude. You wouldn't do that. You would get it, wait till you get off the interview. You would
Oh,
talk to her
yeah, I
privately.
would.
That's the difference.
Because I have a relationship with her.
No, that he had a relationship with me. We were friends. That's the difference. If you write it publicly,
But
you're
you
trying to
said
hurt
he
me.
was.
If you write it privately, you care.
All right, let me think about that. I don't know. I guess it would feel weird if someone that I had a relationship with did that.
Yeah. And corrected you in public. That's like your
But
kid yelling at you out at a restaurant.
corrected me or challenged me. Are those different?
No. I mean, usually the challenge is a correction. For example, I posted electric vehicles are not a good investment. This was years ago. But I challenged everybody. I go, look, it's still way too expensive. Battery replacement, car repairs, it's still not lo a logical investment. That's what I said in the beginning. Okay. He literally wrote why EVs are good. So,
Yeah, I don't know that that would be.
okay, let me give you another example.
Well, I
He met
mean,
with the public.
doesn't it make the conversation? I mean, I get.
It wasn't a conversation. I didn't ask anybody's opinion. If I ask an opinion, I end it with a question mark.
I don't know. I don't know that I would. I don't know that I. Why do you think I wouldn't take it as a disrespect?
Because you don't have 10,000 people
But what
following
if I,
you
but you think, but you
and
think if I
seeing
had,
that.
but you think if there were 10,000 people listening, that I would care that someone did that? You think I would? Me?
I don't know.
I
It,
mean,
you would have to have walked my path and
okay.
realized, but it's real simple.
I mean, you could
It
do it in
takes
a
nothing.
conversation.
What?
You could do it in a conversation. Even here, you could do it in a conversation.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I'm trying to say, why would he write it publicly? Why would he not talk to me privately?
Well,
Why? What is the one reason he posted a challenge to me?
I think, look, I think just using me, why I would do it. First of all, if you're my friend, I would be like, dude, you know, but I probably would word it in a way to where it wasn't so confrontational.
No, straight
No,
out.
I know, because I'm getting there because I have to kind of say, but if I didn't and I wrote it like, no, you're wrong, that would feel like a if we were friends, right? But if why would I do that? I
Wait,
think because I.
you wouldn't have posted anything if we were friends.
No,
You
I
would have told
know.
me privately or called me.
I would have. But let's say I'm saying, let's say we're not, right? And I'm just, you're just a, you know, a YouTuber guy. And I wrote, now I would, God, I may have even done that. I would probably like, no, because you said it in front of everybody. You've said it in front of everybody. I want to at least rebut it in front of everybody.
Why?
So that we can have an open conversation, or you can go,
Wait, why
oh,
do you
okay.
care about everybody?
Because I want people to do more. I want people to buy EVs. I want people to adopt it more. It's better for the
Then you
environment.
post about it, buying EVs. Why do you got to post it in my audience?
Well, because I would think that I was worried about you giving out incorrect information.
It was an
I mean, that's,
opinion.
but if I'm
It was an
giving.
opinion.
But if I'm giving you, you know, facts and, you know, let's say, you know, it's facts, it'd be different if I could, even if it was opinion, if I'd said, oh, I hear you. I don't agree. I think it really
Okay.
is a good thing.
But the moment you rebut anything about EVs, I would know you're an electric vehicle owner.
Of course I'm electric vehicle, but why is that? What?
I can almost guarantee he is.
What? But so what? What does that? That doesn't change my, whether it's seen as disrespect or not, right?
No. It's just an observation.
Okay,
That's all.
so but it wouldn't be done out of disrespect, Jack. Even if I did that, it might just be stupid. I'm just stupid because I would totally do that to someone, not you, because I.
Okay. How about me writing, "Hey Jim, I write something personal about you, okay?
But that's
Publicly.
different.
Wait, publicly."
I know, but we're friends. You're saying you're like we
What's
would
the
have to be
difference,
happy
though? Private, public.
because
If it's private,
it
you
has more.
care.
Because it has more impact, right? Doesn't it have more impact?
It has more impact against you always.
Okay, so
Think about it. 100% is always against you.
okay, so it has more impact because I'm a brother or a friend, right? So I would not do that. I would be much more aware of that.
Right.
But as
He
a,
would always challenge publicly
I know,
everything.
but even before he was friends with you, he was like that. So my, but I don't know that I haven't written someone and said, hey, dude, I don't agree. Like XYZ. Like, I don't know. I don't see that as being disrespectful. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying I don't see it that way.
Wait. The difference is you just did it once. You did it once a year, twice a year, whatever. He did it 100% of my posts.
Yeah.
I
I
could
think
talk about
that's.
how beautiful the day is. He would come up with something against that it's raining somewhere else or it's flooded.
And what did you do with the post? Did you answer or did you take it down?
Well, at first I just left it alone. I didn't answer it. Okay. After that, I started taking him down. Then he would write me privately. Hey, why did you take down my post?
Okay, I stop right there for a
Okay,
second. Stop right
dude,
there.
now you're going out of your way
I
just.
know. I know. Stop right there for a second. So, do you think if he was trying to be disrespectful, if he was like, "Oh, I'm getting really," that he would reach out to you privately? Do you think he would? Do you think he would? If he was like, "I want to, I don't like him, and I want to show how stupid he is,"
Well,
dude,
if
why
he
would he?
was respectful, he would have wrote me privately the first time.
No, I don't think, I don't know that I have that as a, if
If I
he.
talk to you about it, let's say I call and go, Jim, if you're going to correct me, please don't do it in front of my audience. Please do it privately
I
because
get that.
you're my brother.
I get that.
You would
But
never do it again. He did it again.
I know, but I want to say, if somebody does that and you've said, let's go down that road,
Okay.
and he's, you've asked him to, and he did it again. I mean, either, and then you, and then you.
No, finish that. Either what?
Well, I was going to say, if he does that, either he's stupid, like he's either
Okay.
mental,
I
right?
don't think he's stupid, but go ahead. Or mental.
Or he's really trying to hurt you. But here's my question. My question is, why would he go privately if he wants to do it, if this is a public thing? Like someone that does that doesn't say, "Hey, why are you doing that?" Like they would be like, because at that point he opens himself up to being confronted, right? I mean, he's like, dude, you're like being totally respect. I don't think he gets it, is my point.
No, I literally have spoken to him word for
I
word.
understand that. I believe you did. And I believe you communicated clearly. I don't think I'm not saying the issue is on your side. I think it's on his side, where you automatically said, "Oh, he's a regular guy. He's normal. He understands the
Well,
social."
then he is stupid.
That's my point, Jack.
I don't
That's
think
my
he is.
point.
I don't think he is.
Well, then why would he, what gain? What, well, he must think he must be stupid because he knows you have all the control. You can take down his comments. He didn't want to lose you as a friend. You asked him, and he still didn't get it. Like, he still honestly didn't see that he was doing that, is my
You know
point.
what the final straw was that he did?
Well, I mean, that he did it
No, it
publicly.
wasn't that. It wasn't confronting.
Oh.
Even though he always did that, I talked to him about that. The final straw. You know, I do videos every week called Food News. Okay. I produce a video, put it up on YouTube. It's a part of my regular schedule. Okay. And I would post it in my food group, okay, on Facebook.
All right.
He literally went to ChatGPT, had it spit out a bunch of food news, titled Food News at the top, and posted it in my group. I'm like, dude,
That's
you know
weird.
I do food news. Why are you posting
Okay.
food news?
Okay, right
Why don't
there.
you come up with
Wait,
your own
wait,
channel?
wait, wait. Stop right there for a second. Yeah, you have every right to be upset. I totally get that. But if somebody does that, they're not all there, Jack. That's my point.
No,
In some way,
I
Jack,
definitely disagree.
if I said, "Hey, I'm going to be Jack Attack," you'd be like, "What the fuck?" Like, I'm like, "Hey," I'm like, and I get a hat on, and you'd be like, and I start doing it like a white goatee. You'd be like, "Okay, Jack, that's called a red flag. Can you say red flag?" Can you like the fact that you. You see, if somebody does that to me, I go, "Look, don't confront me. Don't go up. You challenge me. Hold on, let me finish. You challenge me and everything." And he's like, "Okay, look, I don't think I do that, but all right, I get you." And then literally the next day he does it. I think he's stupid. Like, I mean, I think he's really not all, like, he's missing social cues. Right? Jack,
Yeah,
I mean, that's a, that's,
I hear
unless he
you.
was like, unless he's like, oh, I'm really gonna get Jack now. Like he has to be that guy. He's that guy. He's either that guy or he's really stupid. He's one
Okay,
of the two.
he didn't even post it on his personal page. He only posted it in my group.
Okay, my point. But you're making my point.
That's what sets me off.
Okay, I know, but once you know he's that guy, and he's like
Then
touch.
that was the last straw. Yep,
I know,
you're right.
but I wouldn't even get mad. I'd be like, oh, you're that guy. Like, why you didn't? You know what I
I've
mean?
written that before.
But
Oh,
I
you're that
know,
guy on Facebook.
like getting mad. He's not even gonna get that because he's. Was he like, what? I never do that. Are you kidding? I never. I wouldn't. He doesn't even see it. Like he
No,
just
he
doesn't.
did say that. It's so weird you said
But
that.
see, because my point is, after you like were friends and you seem to like get along, and then you asked him to do something, and then he literally came right and did exactly what you asked him not to, and then was like, and then went in your private to go, hey, dude, why? What? Like you're like, you don't even explain. Here's my thing. If you have to tell, it's an old saying. If you have to tell a woman in a white dress to step over the mud puddle, you've heard me say this, then when you do tell her, she's not going to get it. If you have to tell her, hey, you're in a wedding dress, don't step over the mud puddle, go around. If you have to tell her that, she's not
Right.
going to get it because she's so far gone, right? If you have to tell someone that, and if you have to tell him, and then he did it, it doesn't matter. He's just
Okay,
far
I gave him the
gone.
benefit of the doubt,
But
okay?
why? You know he's already touched. Like, and then he walks, and then he goes to your private, like, hey, but why? Hey, why did you do that? You're like, dude, like, he's already, like, right. He's already, like, the, I don't, I, but the, here's the part that I want to talk to you about. You got mad. You didn't go, huh, you're not well.
Yeah, because I literally thought he was a smart person. That's what upset me.
But the
I'm like, you
logic of
got a
it though,
brain. How about you use
but
it?
the
I
logic of
literally
that,
told you
I
don't.
know, but the logic of it, you even just said, I literally told you. Anybody where you have to go, I literally just said that. There's socially something's not right about that particular setup.
Okay. All right, go to the next question. I don't want to run out of time.
Does that make sense though?
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah, I mean, he's
I
not
gave
well.
him too much of the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I don't think he gets it. I mean, I think he really doesn't get it.
Well,
Now,
I've
you're
spelled it
right.
out to him.
Wait,
I
wait. No,
can't do
no.
it
Wait,
any other
wait.
way.
Wait. You did the part that is interesting is that you gave him more benefit of the doubt than you actually said, "Oh no, I'm clear. I was clear. You're not well." Right? Where part of you challenges that it was an affront. Like you took
I know what
on.
you're saying. Part of me feels it's calculated. And the other part, where it probably wasn't calculated, he just didn't comprehend.
Right. That's the part.
Okay.
That's the part I was struggling to say. I was going to say, but no, what you said is way better because I was going to say, you take on part of that, it's your fault, and it's not that. It's that
I
you.
gave him too much credit, is what I did.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with that. It's not that that I'm challenging. I think I'm challenging why you missed the logic that he's not well.
I don't think any, I mean, I never think
That's the
about
point.
any of my viewers
No.
or friends
I
not
know,
being well
but the logic of it, the
or
logic of
stupid
it,
or whatever.
I don't know. I've come across people that way a lot, where I'm like,
Well,
oh,
you had a big
that.
following. I'm sure you engaged with someone, didn't
Yeah,
you?
but I see red flags quickly.
That didn't blame me. I guess it was my fault.
Yeah, we're running out of time too.
Oh, you
No, I'm
wanna?
not blaming you. I'm not blaming. No, it's not a blame. It's not a blame. It's not. It's you're. I think you really. I think Okay, here's the difference between you and I think I got it, is I never think someone is attacking me, even if they do. I,
Oh no, I think opposite.
right. And I think that it's usually with something within them that I trigger something within them.
But
Or,
I never thought he was stupid until today.
I mean,
I never
I'm not,
thought.
and stupid isn't the right word. I think socially unaware, which is a real, we call it socially awkward, but it's socially,
Oh yeah.
he's missing key cues. Those are really, that's a real psychological profile.
Oh, you mean the direct, don't do this and do it, and he does it?
Right. And then when he does it, it should be a, oh, okay. Well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun being your friend.
And I
Like,
took it as he deliberately tried to hurt me again,
right. But
and
why?
he never did
But
try to hurt me.
what's the, I always do, what's the win? What, how do you see win from that?
Well, he has plenty of time to think about it.
I
He ain't watching my videos anymore. All right, listen, what we should do is a part two, a second video
right. We'll do
separate from
more because
this.
I didn't get to ask a lot of stuff. But I think there's really I there's more there's something here that I wanna say where it's how you see yourself is actually the disconnect. Because I think your viewers probably see you in two ways, right? They either like you or don't. But there's more people that like you that don't. But I
Right.
think the way
Oh,
you
by the
see,
way, the nice people never talk.
of course, but it's always like that, right? Yeah. But I think it's the way you see yourself, which is the part that I want to kind of drill down to next time.
That's fine. I'll hold on to your questions.
I will. I
We'll
will.
go over them again.
All right. It was good. It was good. I think because I, oh, let me just briefly, because I still have 7 minutes. I still, because I don't see you as being having a temper outside of the family. I think you're really kind of careful. I may be wrong, but I'm just saying that's how I see you. But I've always seen you as being really emotional, but not in a bad way. Someone who is cares, really cares. Like, you know what I mean? Like you really connect. You connect and are affected by people. And it's funny, I don't even know where that came from. I don't know. I think you were like that even before you went to church. But I think I don't know where that, I don't know where that, and I think there is something also, that's the first thing, and I'll write it down. Is I think there was a, oh, remember when I said when I called you and I said I really didn't realize that when you were really, really young, we just didn't pay attention to you or we didn't include you, which was a bigger, you could have read it as you weren't loved or didn't have value, and that was never the case. It was never the case. Like, no one ever said, oh, Jack's annoying. Like, it was never, but that, and I didn't think about it because, I mean, when you were like, as you got older, like even in junior high, nobody, but you still remember the really young times, really young, like from kindergarten to like fourth, fifth grade, where you're like, oh, I really felt left out. Okay. So for 4 or 5 years, you felt left out. And we,
You
I
know
mean,
what's
like, but it
weird?
was like a big, right? It was like a big impact on you. Like it was 4 or 5 years. Like, I don't
So
know.
nowadays, before we get shut off, I literally, if there's a kid in the room that seems like he's not included in anything, I'm drawn to that kid. I'll
Yeah,
go
that
spend
makes sense.
time. I'll talk to, I don't know why.
It's but
Probably because I was
really,
the kid in the room.
oh God, Jack, that's
Yeah.
genius. You think so?
I put one and one together and got
God,
two.
that was great. I want to talk more about why you think that had such a big impact when it was such a little time. And I don't know that you have it in your head, as it was such a small moment in time. But it
Okay.
had huge impact.
All right, I'll think about it and then we can talk about it.
All right. All right. I love you. Have a
All right,
great day.
bro.
Thank
Love
you.
you
I'll
too.
send you. Do you call me bro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you
That's,
not my brother?
yeah, but I know you never call me bro. That's just,
Okay.
do you call
Hey,
me
dip
bro?
crack. I'll see you later.
You've never called me dip crack either.
What do I call you then?
I don't know, bro. Have you called me bro before?
Yeah. I called Charbro this morning
You called
when I
him bro.
said goodbye.
Really?
Okay, smudge on my computer screen. How about that?
No, I've
I
never.
call you smudge on my
I don't know. I'm
computer
just saying.
screen.
I don't ever remember you saying that.
All right, say goodbye. We're gonna get cut off.
All right, I love you. All right, I'll save this. I'll
Love
send
you.
the files to you. All right,
All
bye.
right, bye.